بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد.
You should never become despondent. If you become despondent and if you lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the help and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not come. So always keep hope in Allah, number one. Number two, a person who becomes hopeless and despondent, then his resolution weakens. And when resolution weakens, he will not put effort. Because you've already accepted the defeat before the defeat. And number three, those people who sit for examinations in schools or colleges, their case and our case is very different. Because let's say you have a student who sits for GCSE examination in school, and he is only able to memorize 3 pages from the 100 pages that he was supposed to memorize, and he fails. So the 3 pages that he had memorized, he wasted his time because he's failed the exam. Now these 3 pages are useless for him. But as far as we are concerned, if we have a book of 100 pages, it is ilm of nubuwwah. And even if we memorize one line from it and we fail, that one line will be beneficial in this world and in the hereafter. So as far as we are concerned, we are on the winning side all the time. If you have to sit for examination tomorrow for 100 hadith, and you can't study 99 hadith, you only study one hadith, like we have studied part of hadith now. So you have not wasted your time. You've memorized one hadith. And there are so many virtues for acquiring knowledge. So why should you become despondent? Whether we pass in our exam or whether we fail in our exam, we are always winners. And fourth thing, that those people who become despondent, they will not work hard. And those people who don't give up, and they will continue. So out of 100 pages, you will learn 5 pages, 10 pages, whatever. Your knowledge will increase. And normally those people who strive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always helps them. So you should never feel despondent. This is also from shaitan. When a person becomes hopeless, despondent, he feels low, he feels depressive, then his ability does not remain 100%. And when the ability does not remain 100%, how will you do good? So have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By worrying, what can you do? Discrepancies you have in your studies now, you have only 11 hours before examination now. So by worrying, what can you do? So make the most of the 11 hours that you have at hand. Instead of worrying, try to do whatever you are able to do. Sometimes when a person works hard, he turns to Allah, he repents and he says to Allah that, "Oh Allah, make these exams easy for me. I will not be lazy from now. After the exam, I will work very hard." Then sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps and the questions come from only those places which he had seen. And if the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there, then you look at everything and just leave one thing out and the question will come from there. I remember in my third year, the second examination, we used to have 3 examinations per year. The second examination in my third year, Usul Shashi. About seven lines I missed because I was sick one day. 7 lines only. And during the exam time, I looked at the whole kitab. And the whole kitab was put to memory. Up to where I was. And I thought to myself, I said, only 7 lines in this small chapter, he won't ask this question. And that was out of the 3 questions, that was the whole question. And I couldn't write anything. So I knew the whole kitab. So it's up to Allah. So what we need to do is we just need to continue. And a lot of students make this mistake also. They learn 2-3 pages. And when they finish the 4th page, they go back again to see whether it is still... They never go from that maze. They remain in those 3 pages only. Once you have memorized something and once you are content that yes, you know and you've understood, then just keep going further. And then just before the examination, 1.5 to 2 hours, just go through the main parts, the important. And during examination also, whilst walking, whenever you remember your exam, this is for everybody, college, university, everywhere. When you remember your exam, and when you feel worried about your exam, you should say, Ya Alimu, Ya Alimu, Ya Alimu. And when you are studying, and you can't understand anything, then a few times say, Ya Alim, Ya Alim, Ya. Turn to Allah and say, Ya Alim, Ya Alim, Ya Alim. Oh, the one with lot of knowledge. Oh, the all-knowing. So you are saying, Ya Alim, you teach me. And those of you who know Arabic should say, Ya Muallima, Adam Allimni. Ya Mufahima Sulaymana Fahimni. Turn to Allah. Allah can make impossible possible. He can make impossible possible. But if you don't work hard and if you go to sleep during your imtihan night and then you ask Allah to make impossible possible for you, He can make it but He won't do it. Because the principle from Allah is, the usul is, that I am with those people who strive. So may Allah make everything easy for you.